Morgan's AM, your pre-market briefing.
US equity markets retreated on Friday as investors assessed the latest wholesale inflation and consumer sentiment data ahead of the Federal Reserve's monetary policy meeting this week. Dow fell 305 points or 0.9%, while Disney up 0.9% after the company made its ad-supported streaming subscription available in the US. Broader S&P 500 losing 0.7%, energy down 2.3% once again, leading the downside, and with 10 of the 11 primary sectors closing lower. Communication services eked out a 0.02% gain to be the only primary sector to advance. NASDAQ down 0.7% on Friday, Microsoft falling 0.8%. That was after the company announced in a blog post that it acquired Luminosity Limited, which makes hollow core fibre solutions, as its battle with the Fair Trade Commission over the Activision Blizzard Inc. Deal deepens. Small cap Russell 2000 index losing 1.2%. For the week, Dow down 2.8%, NASDAQ with a 3.4% decline, and the S&P 500 with a 3.4% decline, and the NASDAQ down 3.5%. On the corporate earnings front for the week ahead, Cooper Software and Oracle release quarterly results tonight. Then home builder Lennar Corp releases its quarterly result on Wednesday night. That's followed by Adobe Inc. on Thursday. And the week rounds out with quarterly results from Winnebago Industries, Darden Restaurants and Accenture on Friday night. US economic data last Friday night, producer price index rising 0.3% in November. That followed October's revised reading of 0.3%. And was a touch higher than economists forecast for a 0.2% rise. On an annualised basis, PPI slowed to 7.4% in November from 8.1% in October, but again was higher than economists forecast for a 7.2% reading. The core PPI measure rose 0.4% in November versus October's unchanged reading, higher than economists forecast for a 0.2% rise. For the year, the core PPI was up 6.2% in November. Separately, a preliminary reading of the University of Michigan Consumer Sentiment Index rose to 59.1 in December, up from November's revised reading. Within that report, consumers' inflation expectations over the next year fell to 4.6% in December. That's the lowest level since September 2021 and down from 4.9% last month. US consumer inflation expectations for November are slated for release tonight. European bourses held onto modest gains last Friday as investors digested the latest US inflation data and eyed key interest rate decisions later this week. Construction and material stocks up 1.8%, leading gains and lifting the pan-European Stock 600 index 0.8%. Germany's DAX gained 0.7%. France's CAC up 0.5%. London's FTSE inch 0.1% higher. That was despite some fresh weakness for energy heavyweights BP and Shell, which were down 0.4% and 1% respectively. Investors were also mulling Chancellor Jeremy Hunt's city regulation shakeup, which includes a relaxation of rules on what banks can do with their money and new requirements for regulators to make London more competitive internationally as part of a wider package of 30 measures. Rio Tinto rose just shy of 1%. That was as shareholders of Turquoise Hill accepted the iron ore giant's $3.3 billion bid to buy all of the shares in the Canadian miner it did not already own. So that draws to close what's been a fairly tumultuous takeover battle at times. Elsewhere among the major miners, Anglo American was down 3.3% in London on Friday following the release of its latest production report. Glencore down 1.1%. Busy night in terms of economic data in the UK tonight. GDP for October, industrial and manufacturing production for October, and balance of trade figures for October all slated for release. Base metals were mostly weaker on the LME on Friday. Copper slipping 0.1% to be trading a tick above $3.87 a pound. Did touch their highest intraday level since the 23rd of June earlier in the session at almost $3.91 a pound. Copper's up about 3.5% month to date, which follows a 10.6% rally in November. Nickel was down 1.5% on Friday. Aluminium with a 0.9% decline, while zinc eked out a 0.2% rise. Benchmark spot iron ore up $1.70 or 1.5% to $112.40 a metric tonne. Gold advanced for a fourth straight session on Friday, settling $9.20 or 0.5% higher at $1,810.70 an ounce. That saw it eke out a 0.1% weekly rise. Oil prices logged modest losses to leave the benchmark contracts nursing weekly declines of over 11%. WTI was down 44 cents to $71.20 a barrel, lowest settlement since the 20th of December last year, and extending its weekly drop to 11.2%. Brent dipped 5 cents on Friday to $76.10 a barrel, lowest close since the 22nd of December last year, and a weekly decline of 11.1%. Over on bond markets, 10-year Treasury yields up 7.5 basis points to 3.57%. and up 6.5 basis points for the week. 2-year note yield adding 1.6 basis points to 4.33% to be up 5 basis points on the week. Looking at the week ahead, I mentioned there's a trio of key central bank monetary policy meetings, including the Federal Reserve over the 2 days on the 13th and 14th of this week. Then both the Bank of England and European Central Bank host monetary policy meetings on Thursday night. On the inflation front, Indian CPI out today. That's followed by US and German CPIs for November on Tuesday night. And then the UK inflation figures for November out on Wednesday night. And a final reading of the Eurozone CPI is out on Friday night. Also, a bit of focus on Thursday night when we get the latest activity data from China. Aussie dollar buying about 67.9 US cents. Westpac Consumer Confidence Index for November and the ANZ Job Advertisement Series for October headline today's local calendar.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.